Hey, it's Amiel. You're listening to How My View Grew, the show that dives deep into humanity's challenges by looking at big thinkers who have changed their minds. Today, I have a short one for you. This is about why you or me or really anyone would want to shift their perspective on a big issue like climate change, threats to democracy, or how to deal with political polarization. I thought since we're a few weeks into the first season of the show, it might be good to ask the question, why bother growing our view? So learning to expand your perspective, to grow your view on big global challenges, isn't just a shift of mind. It's also about developing into your best self, which is both exciting and scary. In order to be the person that you aspire to be tomorrow means in some ways letting go of the person you are today. And this can involve painful losses, like the shedding of identity. Add to this mix the sheer amount of practice, the repetitions it takes to grow, and you might understandably wonder, why bother growing my view? It's an absolutely fair question. I have to tell you, I too sometimes long to keep things the way they are, to stay nestled in the ways I habitually speak, listen, think, and make sense of things. Again, it's a really good question. Why bother? I think you know the answer, and that is this. The reason to bother is that it isn't just about you. Or to be more accurate, it isn't about only you. If it were about only you, that might not be enough to inspire you to grow. Not enough to deliberately expose yourself to different perspectives and to look for what's true or useful in them, rather than just throwing them out right away. It wouldn't be enough to read, listen, watch, and speak in new ways, which can be challenging. And if it were only about you, that would not be enough to take the risks, the sheer risks that come with shifting your view on major issues. These risks include loss of status or even loss of relationships, which can be really painful. Now, fortunately, the game that I think you're playing involves something bigger, a noble purpose that is larger than yourself. By this point in your life, you've likely been asked many times to shift from me to we, to go beyond your own self-interest to embrace the interests, say, of your team, your family, your tribe, your religion, your nation, your organization. This absolutely feels good, but let's face it, it isn't likely the deep inspiration that you crave. In quieter moments, or perhaps when you're deeply engaged in a meaningful activity, the calling that you hear is even more expansive than that. It's not about me, it's not even about we, but it's about all of us. And that includes people outside your family, outside your tribe, your organization, outside your religion and country. It includes people you've never met and may never meet. It includes generations who have yet to be born. This calling that I'm talking about is to shape a future about all of us. Moral philosophers have a name for this. They call it a world-centric vision, world-centric vision. And that means the center of what matters to you is the whole world. That, of course, is a really big vision. It's a really bold vision. And it's not something that you were born with or that you come to lightly or easily. However, I think for you, it is the motivation to grow your view and to expand as a person. And what that world-centric vision is for you is something that I think when you find it, you'll know. Thanks for listening. If you believe in this show, like what you're hearing, or simply don't know what to do with yourself for the next 60 seconds, please leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is produced in Detroit by Zach Rosen.